2 years after marriage equality arrived in the Empire State, New York State is poised to make a bid for gay vacationers, especially those seeking to hold weddings in the Hudson Valley. The first ever gay and lesbian tourism conference for New York State will take place at the Locust Grove Estate in Poughkeepsie, New York, on March 27th. The conference will involve tourism groups from all over the state. Joining us to tell us more are Rich Volo of the Hudson Pride Foundation. Rich, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for being with us. Michelle Vinard is with us, President and CEO of the Albany County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
And is it Stephen or Stefan?
It's Stephen, Joe.
Stephen Hengst is the co-founder of Big Gay Hudson Valley. Stephen, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Joe. We appreciate the opportunity to tell all your listeners about our upcoming event.
So how did this all come about?
Well, you know, my husband, Patrick Decker, and I, we started a website about 5 years ago called BigGayHudsonValley.com, and we were looking to unite all the communities throughout the Hudson Valley of New York. We realized that there's a lot happening here. There's a vibrant gay and lesbian community here, but that there were lots of little pockets of activity, but everyone wasn't necessarily working together. So we started the site as a place to share news, information, and happenings. And over 5 years, it's grown now into a place where we've realized that we have a lot of opportunities to improve the economic development within New York State by bringing more visitors here. So we work with many of our colleagues at places like Hudson Valley Tourism and many of the CVBs and organizations like the Hudson Pride Foundation to bring more people into our region. So we really decided that it was time to take a look at what the impact of gay and lesbian tourism means to New York State, and now seemed to be the time to host an event to help all of our allies primarily understand the impact and how they can grow their businesses by being more gay affirming and inclusive.
Michelle, what do you see that impact being?
Well, you know, it's hard to quantify it at this point. I think some of the things Stephen's saying about let's begin the process of identifying the total economic impact. But, you know, we know that more and more businesses are embracing this movement. And I kind of look at it as a market that we have not paid attention to. We need to pay attention to. And I know we have the right product in order to attract new business to the Hudson Valley.
Talk a little bit about that, and then I'll have Rich join us, but a little bit about what the right product is.
Well, the right product is, and as we look at some of the opportunities, especially in the accommodation area, we know that more and more accommodating either inns or bed and breakfast or hotel. I mean, the Holiday Inn Express is one of the sponsors of this conference. But, you know, if you look everywhere from Croton to Germantown to Albany to Hudson, there are certainly those accommodation businesses that have identified themselves as understanding of the market. But when you go beyond that and you take a look at the arts and culture that's within this Hudson Valley, you know, one of the things that we look at continually is the fact that, you know, we are the birthplace of the Hudson River School. Where else in the world can you see the landscapes and then go look at the paintings? I mean, this is something that's certainly a wonderful attraction to all markets, but especially to, I think, our gay and lesbian markets that do tend to go to more arts and culture events and are attracted by that kind of offering.
And Michelle, if I may add, this is Stephen. One of the things we're going to talk about at the conference is that the number one area of interest when planning trips and travel for gay men and for women is that museums and heritage. They're interested in museums, heritage, cultural attractions, and the arts. And all throughout the Hudson Valley and all throughout New York State, we have so many of these resources available. We need to be leveraging them more to bring more individuals who are gay and lesbian consumers into our small towns, villages, and cities across New York State.
Yeah, I think we just need to understand the best way to market to those particular consumers.
As I mentioned, Rich Volo is of the Hudson Pride Foundation. Rich, how do you see this market?
Well, number one, when we decided a few years ago to start the Hudson Pride Foundation, we called it Hudson Pride for a couple of reasons. Number one, because you know we weren't going to do the LGBTQ, ABC, XYZ, and we would just call it Hudson Pride, which includes and most of our people who come to the parade, who are part of our organization, are heterosexual, too. We have, like, a very large, supportive straight community that comes to the parade and that gives us money that we need in order to finance it. And because we're a little city of Hudson, 7,000 people right on the water, and it's about a city that's been coming back. We have over 70 antique stores. We are on the Amtrak line, just 2 hours from Manhattan. And we also, to echo what Michelle was saying, we have a boat cruise that passes right underneath the Olana Historical Site, which was where Frank Church has his painting. So here in the city of Hudson, we're very much aware of creating a destination for gay tourism, for straight tourism, for putting ourselves on the map.
Stephen, when you think about what you're doing in this region, how does it compare, and what is the landscape out there of other communities doing similar things and similar ventures bringing that tourist dollar in?
You know, Joe, when we look at surveys of where gay and lesbian travelers are going, a quarter of men and women plan annual trips to New York City. So they're already people from all across, and this is a national survey. A quarter of all gay and lesbian consumers are coming to New York City every year. What we need to do is try and bring them further into New York State and even in our surrounding regions. Big Gay Hudson Valley, we throw events, we do consumer-driven events, we throw parties, we throw performance art, we do events at many of the greatest states because we want people to see that those resources that a gay and lesbian consumer is looking for is here. Within the city of Hudson, they're doing the same. Within Kingston, from the Hudson Valley LGBTQ Center, they're doing that. Albany has an organization called Gay Albany Online. Across the state, there are pockets of people that are active and engaged and involved, but the one thing that New York State does not have yet is a comprehensive marketing voice for attracting gay and lesbian consumers. With the advent of marriage equality in the state, it's predicted that $391 million, the New York State Independent Democratic Conference predicted, $391 million could come into the Empire State from marriage equality in the first 3 years. So what we're trying to do is help businesses understand how they can put a face on their brand, a message on their brand, how they can relate to gay and lesbian consumers and make people know that, you know, you might not be a gay-owned business, but you're an affirming business, you're a welcoming business, and altogether it will strengthen our towns and communities by bringing more dollars and economic development into cities like Beacon, Poughkeepsie, Kingston, Hudson, Albany, Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo. There are so many opportunities here for New York State and even for our surrounding regions. If someone from the Berkshires were to come to this event next week, they would learn many lessons that are applicable in their communities as well. We're really focused on New York State, but many other communities would also learn the same core lessons that we're going to be talking about.
So when you talk about that affirmation, what does that mean for a locally owned business? If you're a bookstore or a restaurant or even a car dealership or an arts venue, what do you have to do to make that affirmation and to identify yourself as a place that welcomes this community and obviously welcomes the dollars?
You know, a lot of it is developing partnerships within the community. It's looking at the resources that currently exist. It might be sponsoring an event that the Hudson Pride Foundation is throwing. It might be becoming a sponsor of an organization like Big Gay Hudson Valley. It might be placing an ad in a journal to support a local not-for-profit. There's businesses and partners within communities that you can align with. More directly, you could place a rainbow flag in your window. Something as simple as that. Many communities are coming up with their own seals that mark businesses that are allies or are supporting businesses. But there's so many different pieces of this. One of the seminars we're going to be hosting next week helps communities do an inventory of the assets that they have. And it challenges them and encourages them to come up with new marketing ideas and strategies to bring those businesses within the community together to develop a package, per se, of how they would market their own destination to the gay and lesbian community.
Michelle, when you think about what Stephen was just talking about in the sense of this affiliation and bringing people in, obviously Albany is a huge part of the Hudson River and of the Hudson region. So you really want to bring people in even further away from New York and come up river. And is that something that you feel with partnering in lower Hudson and mid Hudson that you can make that an entire corridor?
Well, we partner with lower and mid Hudson all the time. And we'll be launching a new campaign this spring, which will be important, I think, and a real game changer for the entire Hudson Valley. But I think what we're looking forward to in this conference coming up in a week or so is the fact that we'll better understand the channels and the delivery systems, because, you know, people, all consumers or meeting planners, everyone, they're accessing their information differently. They're buying their product in a much different way. And I think that's what we're positioning ourselves for. I mean, Rich talked about Hudson, 2 hours away from the city. Well, just add 20 minutes and you're in Albany.
Right.
The accessibility, and Stephen, I think you're going to be participating in a Travel Fest in New York City, which has got to be it's a prime market for us, period. But the key has always been to attract some of that prime market throughout the Hudson Valley because of the very easy access that we have to that prime market. So I'm really looking forward, and our staff is really looking forward to making sure we have the tools we need in order to be spending our always scarce marketing dollars as effectively as possible to attract this new business into the entire 150-mile corridor. And we always say the good news is we're a 150-mile corridor. The bad news is we're a 150-mile corridor.
All right. Rich, how will you be participating in the conference?
I will be there next week representing the Hudson Pride Foundation. Like Michelle was saying, we're just 2 hours directly north on the Amtrak. You don't even need a car in the city of Hudson. You could just walk all over the place. We have over 70 antique stores, and it's a great destination. Now people are thinking of different ways of getting away, and not everyone always thinks about going north, but that's my goal, is to remind people that there is a thriving community that's just hop on the train and you're right there. When we have the Hudson Pride Parade, we have every room booked in this little city. We have thousands of people on the streets. We have like several B&Bs. Half of them are day-owned and operated as well. But we are becoming, we're telling people that the city of Hudson is a destination place where you can have a fabulous weekend getaway.
A Gay and Lesbian Tourism Conference will be held at the Locust Grove Estate in Poughkeepsie, New York on March 27th. To learn more, you can visit biggayhudsonvalley.com. biggayhudsonvalley.com. Rich, Michelle, Stephen, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck with your efforts. Thank you.
Joe, thank you so much.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.